Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with me, Shane Todd. This is not a MAGA hat. It's Champion. But it is the same colour and has the same colour letters. And whenever I was in Disney Paris, I was getting a few confused looks. Anyway, welcome to this episode of the podcast. Before we get stuck into it, before we get stuck into anything, you shouldn't get involved in the YouTube comments. Dan tells me this all the time. To the person who wrote on me and Paddy's episode, stop talking about the art of comedy and just do more good stories. That's like tweeting Man United and going, stop passing, just score goals. Why are you not just scoring goals? Why are you comedians talking about comedy? What are you doing? Just tell stories. I'm getting involved in the comments. Do you see where I replied to that, Dan? Did you not like I replied to that? What did I write back to that, Dan?
Nope.
And there's been a few ones recently that have really tickled me. Anyway, isn't time. Another thing is, 6 minutes ads. Not 6 minutes ads. The ads are pretty quick in the middle, but then if I don't do the ads, then I can't do the podcast. So shut up. Let's make podcast great again. Anyway, I'm going to plug our London show. We're doing Tea With Me live in London. Dan, tell me more about it. Because I have no info in front of me. I know it's
26th of May
in the Islington Town Hall.
That is correct.
Is it?
Part of Podcast Festival.
Yeah, I knew it was Islington. I just guessed Town Hall. Part of the Podcast Festival.
Yeah.
Is that what they're calling it? Just Podcast Festival?
I think it's just, yeah, Podcast Festival. Maybe right. The Podcast Festival.
The Podcast. We'll get confirmation on Podcast Festival, The Podcast Festival. We'll put tickets in the description if they aren't already away. I mean, it could have sold out by the time this episode comes out, or Joe could be on us, and 9 tickets could be sold. But can I say who's coming over? Yeah. I literally put it in the post. Kieran Bartlett and Willie T are joining me for Tea With Me live in London. If that sells out, we might look at adding on another sort of thing when we're there anyway. But we're coming over to London. You two coming?
Yeah, some must look after it.
But yeah, as a chaperone?
Yeah.
Are you going to give me, Kieran and Willie, snacks on the plane and all from a wee clear bag?
Oh yeah, gluten free for you.
Yeah, join the Patreon too. Tickets for that London show went on Patreon early. Patreon.com/TVMePodcast. I'm not going to go on about Patreon because we plugged the London thing, but there's way more stuff on there. All right. We're sponsored by none other than NordVPN. Paul, you know, I know I haven't introduced you as my guest yet, but you know what VPN stands for?
I don't know. Can you tell me about it?
No, you want to guess? VPN? Nah. NordVPN?
No, I have no idea.
If I told you I was gifted, I said, Paul, have we VPN here for you?
Been, what, like a necklace or some shit?
No.
No?
Virtual private network.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Nord, like, you do a lot of traveling like me. When you're away, you want to see some content from home. Paul travels the world fighting. You were in Thailand recently. And I haven't introduced you properly, so sorry, because I will introduce you. Even
fine,
you're but when you're in Thailand, maybe you go on BBC iPlayer because you want to watch Give My Headpiece. But you can't. It says you need to be... With NordVPN, it gets rid of all that. It hides your IP address, so you could be, theoretically, you could be anywhere. You could be in Botswana watching Final Score. You could be in the Democratic Republic of Congo catching up on the Blues versus Newry City. Theoretically. I'm just saying, theoretically, you could be in Gabon. Gabon? Gabon? You could be in Gabon watching Portadown versus Carrick Rangers if you wanted to. That's all I'm saying. NordVPN, this works with anything. Linux, Mac, PC. That doesn't work with the PC.
As long as your PC's running Windows, yeah.
Imagine it wasn't. Oh, PC, nah. Your Windows, is that Windows? Nah. Different operating. It works in them all. You put NordVPN on anything, you put it on toast, you put it on anything, this thing's great. This thing's so good. You get a 3-month free thing. What is it, Dan? It's a virtual private network. And
Is the screen gone off?
Yeah, screen's off, but I don't need it. NordVPN, this thing's unbelievable. The link's in the description. Threat-free protection. You get a huge NordVPN deal. You go to nordvpn.com/TeamWithMe. They've got a NordVPN huge discount. I know this isn't funny. And a bonus gift. It's risk-free. With a 30-day money-back guarantee. I took the kids to Disneyland and it was just a lot and I haven't slept in quite a while, so I'm so sorry. And EasyJet, go fuck yourself, because you really delayed us and you kept delaying us and the sun wouldn't sleep on the plane. And then when he did sleep, my back was in a really sore position. That's nothing to do with NordVPN. We're also sponsored by Manscaped. Manscaped is the number one in men's below the belt grooming, and I don't need to talk to my guest about belts because he's got them. Do you still have a belt, Paul?
Got a belt.
Thank God, imagine you just lost it. This, look, if you want to be a comedian, if you want to be an MMA fighter, the less pubes the better is the golden rule. Manscaped have all the products. I'm going to LA this week with Tony in the corner, and Tony's coming out of the corner to go to LA, but as soon as we get to LA, he's going in the corner, and he hasn't seen his seat plan on the Aer Lingus flight, but hey, spoiler, it's in the corner. So nobody puts Tony in the corner. I do. But we will be going over there sans pubes. The two of us. Totally pubeless. If you have anything to declare, they'll say when you come into America, and I'll say, well, not pubes, because I've used the Lawnmower 4.0 from Manscaped. And Dan, am I right in saying these guys have had the Lawnmower 1.0?
Yes.
They've had the 2.0?
Yes.
Did they have a 3.0?
They did.
Are you foreseeing a 5.0 at some point?
Rumour has it.
If anyone's going to do it, it's these guys. Are nuts about nuts. They've got all brilliant product. Ball toner, ball cleanser, ball deodorant, ball wipes. Go to manscaped.com, use the code TWITHME for 20% off and free shipping. Whew. My guest today, I have two guests today, but one I'm missing here. But the guest that is here is non-returning guest. Third time?
Twice. Second.
Sorry, I didn't know you'd get that emotional.
You're killing me. It's the second time I've been on. The second.
My guest is none other than Paul Hughes. Paul, it's great to have you back.
Yes, great to be back, bro.
See, the first time you did an episode, when you first came on, mm-hmm. we didn't know each other. I didn't know what it would be like. Mm-hmm. I hadn't chatted to you before. I said to the guys, after you left, I said, that's one of the best episodes we've ever done. One of the most enjoyable episodes. You're a nice guy and I like your hoodie.
Oh, thank you, bro. Champion, just like your hat there, make America great, like, you know.
We should get a deal. Mick Conlon is Dave Champion.
Yeah, what's let's that get all in about? On like, why is he not sorting out the boys? Like,
well, I tried to get him sorted out for the comedian charity box, and I tried to get him to hook everybody up, but he couldn't do anything about it.
You know who the true champ is here now, undefeated, 1-0 over here in the corner? Like,
I'm retired. I don't want to talk about it. I'm retired.
I'm sure you've talked about it a lot, but I would love to hear about it.
Like, the thing with me, Paul, is, see, when it comes to stuff like this, I don't really, I keep my cards close to my chest. When I play charity football matches, and if I was to score a goal, right, I wouldn't. That's something I wouldn't talk about. Anyway.
Fair.
Before Kieran Bartlett arrives, are you excited for Kieran Bartlett to be...
Very excited, yep.
Joining us?
Big fan.
The man, the myth, the legend. Kieran can kick higher than his own head.
That's unbelievable.
Do you know this?
I don't. Can he do it when he comes in?
Yes.
Can he actually?
Well, so in a past...
Tell him to start warming up.
He doesn't need to. On a past episode, Kieran talked about he used to do like karate or judo or something. Mm-hmm. I laughed a bit. Red rag, do a bull. Mm-hmm. Kieran goes, and it sounds like some music saying P3 or P4. He goes, I'd kick your head if I wanted. And I was like, if I was lying down, you couldn't. if I bent down, you couldn't kick my head. He went into the back. We have a clip. He went into the back car park here, mm-hmm. did the splits, and then just kicked like it was nothing.
Did he actually do the splits?
I promise this is true. I promise this is true. Guys, right or wrong?
Yeah.
Kieran Bartlett's the most flexible man. Oh, we're bringing it up.
Kick.
Here it is.
Oh, okay.
Dan, you need to get NordVPN on that, mate. Would it work on this?
Not sure. Keep chat.
We're going to show you the clip here.
It's wild. You can put that on toast like I was fucking...
You can put NordVPN on
that's
toast.
That's wild. Like,
does it come at the very end? There it is. Right, okay. So watch this, right? So this is Kieran. Now, I'd laugh, to be fair... I laughed at him when he said he could do it. And look at the way he's sitting there, like, totally relaxed.
I'm happy for you to kick your own head out with this clip in. That'll be a good time.
This is straight after. Man goes down the splits.
Holy fuck.
Yep. Right. I measure the top of his head. Bang.
Wow. That is really impressive.
Now, Kieran's like... probably my age, 34, maybe he's 35. Is it too late for this guy to get into the fight game?
No, mate. Hollywood Dojo.
Yeah, same in Hollywood Dojo.
If he hasn't been there already, like it looks like he maybe has, but I don't know what you're building over there.
Before before Kieran comes in, what's going on with you at the minute? Are you in camp?
I'm in camp.
Are you in
well,
camp?
Kind of. I've got no confirmed date right now, so I'm kind of in camp, you know. Nothing absolutely confirmed.
So that could go on. There's no... There's an indefinite amount of time until you get told you've got another fight coming?
Essentially.
Do you know what promotion the fight will be in or anything? Because when you were on before, we talked about, you know, obviously, like, 99% of fighters, you know, you've got an eye on UFC. You'd love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And your last fight... extremely impressive. That was like a big rival that you fought. Mm-hmm. Is that the Splitsman? Terrible nickname. But do you think when you won that's like thumbs up, green light sort of thing?
Well, I was hoping that I got the win there and I would have got signed directly into the UFC like straight away. That didn't happen straight away. Like with them, it's time is a very important thing. Like
right.
So like we've been talking to them a lot. We've an unreal relationship with them. There's been some things on the table actually. Just nothing has worked 100% yet, so
right.
We're sort of just in that point. Like I'm letting my management deal with a lot. I'm just training away in the meantime and just doing what I can, focusing on what I can, and that's training in camp, as you said. Like
yep.
So, we're just waiting to shout. Oh, he's got the
now. Look
coffee.
At this.
Let's go.
So this is a guy that Kieran did us a solid today because he's filled in as a guest, but he's come bearing gifts. Dishing out the tea. Kieran, you got anything? You got one for Paul?
I do.
Look, I tried to mug you by doing that. But
I've got a tea here, but thank you very much.
Paul,
take it too.
Take it.
If you don't want this coffee, give it to Tony, because it's in the Tony's here.
I hear Tony, you can have it, yeah.
Kieran Bartlett bearing gifts. Love to see this. Look at this.
Wow. The snacks and all, like
Kieran,
snacks
thank
and
you,
all.
Mate.
A wee tea with almond milk.
Oh, thank you.
A wee biscuit.
I'll take a wee biscuit, all right.
Love that. Kieran, I was just showing Paul the video of you kicking your own head.
You're unbelievable. What's up, big dog?
Kieran, Paul,
very
Kieran.
Impressive. Nice to meet you too.
Is there a future for me in the octagon?
Well, that's what we were just discussing. We maybe hit up some contacts in the Hollywood dojo and see the crack. Like, but you've got potential. Like, you've got potential for sure.
Have you done that since?
No.
Kick that height? I was saying about
I kind of wanted you to see you do it. No, like,
Kieran, I
need to warm up.
I can do it again, but like...
Kieran, do it for the man.
See, I thought that was CGI. Like, I wasn't sure if you could actually do it.
It was no calorie generated images. No, I actually did. Sort of. Do you know what? I drove to Dublin yesterday, and I've obviously driven like a dickhead. I've been in like a. This is such a shit story, but like my car, I've had my car fixed twice in the last month, and both times it's come back. They're doing something with my seat, like. I got into the car the other day and it was like set for a munchkin to drive it because it was like right up. My head was touching the ceiling in my car.
Right. Uh-huh.
And so I've driven to Dublin yesterday, obviously in some sort of weird position because then when I went to get out of the car yesterday, I could hardly walk. My back's fucked.
Can I just ask a quick question? Do you, and I'm not being sly, do you have a smaller adapted steering wheel because it's out of your hands? I'm just being serious.
No.
Okay. I thought you might have like a wee Formula One.
No.
Steering wheel.
I just control it with like a wee Xbox controller that I've rigged up. No, it's fine.
I was telling Paul, you have a Paul, obviously MMA fighter, fighting cage warriors. We're talking about going into UFC. What was you kicking your own head? That came about because I was asking you about. You were telling me about your previous experience in combat.
I'm a trained taekwondo practitioner. So I haven't done it in a long time, though, to be fair.
And what? Where were you with it? Like, talk me through. Like
Lisbon, mostly.
No,
on the streets.
The Taekwondo
Camp Dojo, yeah. The capital of the world. Like,
yeah. Well, no, I think I'd gone up maybe like blue belt or something in there, which is maybe like. I think I'd done about 6 or 7 gradings to get there.
What? Oh, like going like, up.
Yeah, like, but I mean, it was less about that though, and more just like time wise. I was doing it for a few years. Like,
Paul, did they ever? Can people like almost bypass, see that belt system of like, I'm a white belt, yellow belt, whatever. I know more colors than that thing, but is there a way to like almost cheat that? Like, is there people who go way too fast up it? Like say your mate was sensei.
Hollywood Dojo.
Or is there like a committee or something that decides on that?
I'm sure there's some people could be paid off like.
But what I'm saying is there people who are running about that are black belts shouldn't be?
Absolutely. Right. Oh, God damn, of course there is. Right. And in all martial arts, there's like absolute cowboys. Like,
what martial art? Say I dedicated my life.
Guy doing kicks and then with a sweet wee lasso as well. Like.
Say you wanted to get a black belt in a martial art. And I'm not asking you shit on any martial art, but I'm saying what would be the quickest one you could get in and get your black if you devoted...
the quickest one?
Yes.
That's a good question. Don't want to say taekwondo, tai chi. Like, just in case I get kicked in the head.
Careful, Kieran. Relax.
All I know about taekwondo is it isn't. You don't just go belt to belt. You get wee tags on the end. So you stripes. Do like your first grade. Yeah, so you do like your first grade and you're a white belt. You're like a fucking nobody, right? And then
shout out all the white belts.
You do your first grade and then you get a yellow.
Kieran,
you get
Paul's a white belt.
You get
actually technically am a white belt.
Like a wee yellow tag, like just like a wee bit of yellow material that you stitch onto your white belt. That's your first, like, I think that's after like 3 or 6 months or something. And then it's every sort of 3-4 months after that you'll do a wee grade and it goes then, so it's like a tag and then whatever that tag colour was, that's the next belt. So like a yellow belt and then I think it's yellow, green, and then blue. So it was like, I think I did like maybe, what was that, 5 or 6 grades, something like that.
So you're out for a while then?
I was a few years, huh?
Yeah.
Me and my brother-in-law used to go do it.
Lisburn Leisure Centre?
It wasn't Lisburn. It was in the what do you call it? The
Valley?
What do you call it? The Leisureplex.
Oh, yeah.
Been there.
It was in there. Sort of smelled like feet a lot, but it was good. Do you know what was, here's a couple of rare occurrences if you want them. Do you want these? These are good. Yeah, right. These are taekwondo tales with Kieran Bartlett, oh, right?
No. I mean, so, that's hilarious that of the person giving us the taekwondo tales today, it's you.
Oh, I'm all
so, ears. One time, this is true. So obviously, I was smaller then than I was now, but I was still a wee meatball, right? Now, certainly you don't want me to be in your team when we're doing this one warm-up that happened. Now, we didn't do this warm-up all the time. It happened occasionally, right? And it was, you know, like occasionally the guy would come in and he'd sort of go like, here, we've been taking it light the last 2 months in here. And then it was like your bleep test, right? Where he'd come in and he'd divide us into groups. And because I was a meatball, even though I was like 15 or whatever, 14 or 15, I was with like the men, right? And you had to piggyback everyone in your team a length of the gym, right?
Like... multiple
like,
guys.
Like, yeah, not at once, obviously. Like, it would be like, I would piggyback you to the far end, run back, piggyback you to the far end, right? And there'd be like 5-6 people on your team. So after this was a warm-up. This absolutely fucked you, right? But like, everyone hated carrying me, right? And there was this one guy, and this comp was about 40, and he was a fireman. And he was really tall. Like, I mean, you know when his comp was near 7 foot? Like, he was fucking massive. No, swear to God. And he looked like Pete Postlethwaite. You know, the actor?
Yeah.
Right? Fucking, if you don't know who Pete Postlethwaite is, he's the guy that goes, Jerry, a lot in The Name of the Father.
Giuseppe.
Yeah. I wrote your stupid Giuseppe name in the sand. Hey, fucking pistol. Anyway. Oscar. Anyway, so he hated it, and he was complaining. Imagine me, 15 years old, fucking like 5 foot tall, carrying that cunt. It was a full nightmare. Did I complain? No. Anyway, there's no end on that story. Just, right. I'm not over it. But then one other thing that happened at my yellow belt grade, I think it was, you do light sparring, right? It's very light, like, and you're not actually really meant to, like, really strike somebody that hard, right? But you're against people that aren't in your class. You're against people from all over, like Belfast, right? And this cunt that I got decided he was going to tag me, right? And
then attack
like,
or tag?
Tag me, like fucking hit me, okay. Like fucking proper. And I was like, all right, okay, you're fucking dead now, right? So I properly booted him, like properly hard, just sort of in his calf, like in the back of his... around the back of his knee, right?
I know the calf is.
It's a baby cow, isn't it? And I fucking booted him. And then he punched me, right? And then I punched him. And then he kicked me. And I just scraped a wee bit. Now, it was just like a gammy toenail or whatever. but he sort of scraped me and he drew blood out of my lip. And I automatically, they gave me my belt and he didn't get his because you're not allowed to draw blood in the sparring.
Are you in my P3?
Mate, no, I got my yellow belt.
Policy, when a new person walks into a gym, mm-hmm. what's something you look at in someone and go, you're dead? I just mean someone who, like, is it like the gear? So say five aside, right? Mm-hmm. Say some guy shows up in like bright white boots and like the best kit of all time. Yeah. You're like, he's going to be useless. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's going to try and fill him in. Mm-hmm. What's bad etiquette for someone just joining the gym?
See, to be honest, like most people be shitting themselves when they come in into the gym, but it's the same sort of thing. If you have someone who's, it's like their first kind of time sparring and they're going flat out, usually it's sort of like nobody really says anything, but it's like coach will be like, all right, we'll go next. Don't mean it'll just fuck him up.
Right.
And, and his ego will just immediately go, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not as tough as I thought I was, sort of thing. Yeah. Like, yeah.
What was it? Wait, apologies if I asked you the first time you were on, but when did you, so that's when he started doing MMA. Mm-hmm. When you started doing.
I never did.
I started
MMA. Martial arts. Sorry. Yeah. Like martial arts. Mm-hmm. What was the do you remember the first time you walked into like a leisure center or a gym or anything like mm-hmm. that?
Do I remember? I do, yeah. First time it was like a real wee industrial estate in Castle Dawson in Derry, and it was terrible. It was like an old wee like wooden building, and I was just absolutely shaping myself. Like it was the same thing as I said. Like it's literally.
And were the people trying to impose themselves? Like, do you remember any of that?
Not really. Like same sort of thing. If you go in moderately humble, you'll be fine. People will look after you. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I fear it. Like I did my first class in Maysfield Leisure Centre. No longer there, Shane.
I don't remember. Gone, but
nothing. These streets used to be wider to accommodate the carts. No, it was very enjoyable. And then moved out to Lisburn, Taekwondo Tales came.
Would you consider getting back into it?
Into what? Into Maysfield. It'd probably be easier for me to get back into Maysfield than it would for me to get back into Taekwondo.
Combat sports, it seems to be the thing to do with the comics these days.
It's weird though, because I think like I sometimes think about it, but then I would probably, if I was doing anything, I probably would go back into Taekwondo because I know already a wee bit and I know what's expected of me. Mm. Whereas I don't like being out of my comfort zone.
Go ahead. Is there any comics that you want to fight? Like, if you got any beef, like
there's loads of them that I have beef with, but they don't know it, so I can't name them.
Okay,
yeah.
But call them out to Taekwondo.
There was about five that were on that. There was about five that were on the bill of the comedians boxing, where I was like,
here, there wasn't that many people that did it, so
I would say a third of them. I was watching their fights, going good when they were getting.
You were like the Emperor and Gladiator.
Yeah. I was like the Emperor in Star Wars, just sitting there going good. You know what I mean? It was very enjoyable.
I've maybe been to two or three classes of, it might have been Taekwondo or Judo or something, and there just seemed like too many moving parts for my liking. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I like something hard to describe. It felt like there was too many moves. I didn't like that.
It's fine.
I was like, hey, you didn't do that move the first time we're doing this. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's just not. That wouldn't be my kind of thing.
Do you know what was whopping? I don't know if I talked about this before. If it did, stop me. There was a day where, I think I might have mentioned this to you either on that last podcast, but there was a day where we got to go and try out different martial arts.
Right.
And one of them was Aikido, which is like, it's sort of like a lot of body weight stuff where like you use your...
Your energy, and you use
I'd be a bit of me. A lot of Asian people do that in Botanic Gardens in the morning.
Oh, here looks fun
in the bandstand. They do.
They do.
They do like there's a lot of like using your enemy's momentum against them and things like that. So like somebody comes charging at you, and instead of you punching them or something, you sort of just go and like
that, like you're
you
about
do
to
like
start
a Spanish dance, right? Mm-hmm. And just.
I love
it's actually flamenco. That's what it was called.
Think about another kind of defense, because some night you're going to get your fuck kicked in after a gig, and you're going to go like this.
This is what Aikido was.
Try move his energy.
Tai Chi is the one where it's all about like a center of energy in the middle.
Yeah,
it's like
you
imagine there's like a ball there, right? I don't have to imagine mine, and you just go right. Imagine there's like a big floor cushion, right?
floor cushion.
And But a keto is this one where like you do like the like you know somebody goes to like grab you, you grab their wrist and do like a mad wee thing, and then they
like
people fly, like it was crazy.
Pressure
the
points, like
did,
you gotta find the right point. Yeah. Pressure points.
So that's real, because there's
it's not real,
right? Because there's a guy on social media.
That's how real it is. Like
there's a guy on social media, and he was doing loads of demos. And I don't know if you remember this, but it was like if you're at an ATM and someone comes up behind you, he's like, you want to just grab like this bit of like there, and then you can like throw them down the street.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he do like wild. A lot of like.
See,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Shit, like gun to the head, and the guy just goes, you just pass it by your head and then grab his wrist.
Somebody's
like,
pointing a gun at you. You just don't shit yourself, just go like that and break his gun.
Yeah.
Brogan, what are you going to do now?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Yeah, there's a little.
I know tango, bitch. It's mental. Do you know what was mental? See on that day in that demo. So in our taekwondo classes, we would do like our basic, like your kicks, punches, and maybe like a certain type of kick or a certain move.
Striking, we call that.
You would do striking, right? But sometimes you're not striking anything, Shane. Sometimes without the pads, you're just learning the technique.
Yeah.
Right? And then we striking would do, fear. You would learn your patterns and stuff like that for the grins, right? And then at the end of the class, like last 10, 15 minutes every night, they would show you like a, and it always started, do you know those weird sex things that people say that are like,
oh,
you know those ones that are like, wait, right, so you wait until you're bucking this bird and then you order a fucking pot noodle, right? Like it's always something mental. Do you know what I mean? Or you,
no.
You've never heard one of those stories that starts like, right, you wait until you're bucking this bird, right? And then you throw your fucking toenail shaving on it, right?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Something like that, right?
Yeah.
So, always mental.
It's called a macro felt hello.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch it.
Exactly. This is a Castle Dawson cracker, right? You actually shit in each other's mouths, right? Like
they were never appealing.
It's never anything nice. Yeah. Well, I swear I can't even talk about one that I heard before. So
you prove her da's not a real da.
Right, but every one of the in taekwondo, every I just heard that. That's funny. That took ages.
Takes a while.
Yeah.
Try and keep it rude.
And then, like.
But you have to get the sense of it.
Try and keep it rude. Unbelievable. And then, but in taekwondo, everyone, it would always start with, right, you wait until somebody's got you by that, right?
Right, yes.
And to be fair, a couple of these moves, I think, are legit, but also. You could just be getting stabbed in the face while you're doing them.
Right.
Because you would have to be lightning fast. Like, it needs to be second nature before it's useful. The one to get out of that, like somebody holding you like that, is quite effective in getting them off you. But then you've still got to, like... And then when we went to the day where it was all different ones, there was guys, I think they were... Is like, ninjutsu, is that one?
That's definitely... I've heard of that.
Right. Yeah. And they were like...
Ninja stuff?
They showed you a couple of like, right, somebody has you by this, here's what you do, or somebody has you by that. And they were quite similar, but then the end of it, our ones used to just be, right, and then you get them off you and then you can get away. Theirs were like, right, then you get them off you and then you punch them in the bollocks and then you pull them down onto the ground and then you gouge their eyes. And I remember we were literally standing there just going...
Is that similar to Krav Maga? That seemed similar. Like it was massive for a while.
Yeah.
Don't hear a lot about
it's
it now.
Israeli one, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Apparently it's more lifelike. Krav Maga is what they would have taught in the military and stuff, but it's the same sort of thing. It's like, if he holds you here, then you do that.
Right.
And it's like, bro, I have a fucking gun. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So especially if you're in the military.
Somebody has a gun.
Has a gun.
Just break it.
Yeah. See the Steven Seagal stuff when you watch videos of like him demoing his thing and guys are running at him, he's literally just like doing this and then they're somersaulting over. Are they in on it beforehand or are they basically showing him so much respect that they're like,
it's a bit of both. It's
fall.
A bit of both. It's like a cult.
Right.
Do you know what
right,
I mean? It's kinda like cultish behaviour. You gotta like sort of it is, you can't really like outshine the master.
Would you beat the shit out of Steven Seagal?
Yes.
He's an old man. But
in his
only,
prime, maybe not.
Seagal's only famous because of martial arts, though. Like,
right.
he became a movie star after being a martial artist.
Not true. He was a great actor, and then he decided to start doing martial arts.
No, that's not true.
He was a Shakespearean actor.
Yeah.
If Steven Seagal you're walking out of here. Mm-hmm. We parked front or the back?
Back.
Right, what did we do if out the back, Steven Seagal was there and he put his head in the yours and he went, fuck up. You smack Seagal.
I just take him down and beat the cunt out of him.
Have you heard Seagal's music?
Yes.
Alligator ass. Talk to My Ass is another one. I had that album. One of my mates bought me it. Mojo Priest.
That's your mate, Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal, he's a great blues guitar player and singer. He's a cock end, like, but it's funny.
The myths around, like, fighting and all that kind of thing are funny because people like me, like, fully... It's hard for me to separate what's real, kind of, and what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into you in Dublin Road about a month ago, or maybe more. Were you telling me, and your mates were saying, you were in Thailand?
Mm-hmm.
And then, what's the martial art? Is it kickboxing?
Muay Thai.
Muay Thai.
Yeah, it's the national sport of Thailand.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it clues in the name. Now I think about it, Muay Thai.
Mm.
Sore
Muay Thailand
makes sense. Sore fucking right.
That your mate was telling me that he had a fight in a bar. So like, you can go explain this to me. You go into a bar and what? There's like a ring.
So there's a place called PP Islands. It's like a big tourist spot.
And PP Islands.
PP Islands. Yeah, very funny. Very funny. And there's a bar in the middle of it. It's one of the most popular ones. And
that
they
is
literally have.
Funny.
Yeah. If something terrible happened to you there, it'd be a hard phone call back home. He's been shot. Where? In the PP Islands.
The shadow of his bollocks.
Ironically,
he's no PP Islands left, fuck's sake. but it's just a bar and they've got a fucking huge ass ring in the middle of it.
Right.
And if you fight in the ring, so they basically, if you want to fight, they'll bring you, there's people and they're walking around the tables all the time. They're like, you want to fight? You want to fight? You want to fight? And my mate, he started training like MMA like a year ago. We were like, fuck's sake, go and do it. Go and do it. May have had some mushrooms,
right?
At the time, and we're like, go do it.
Yeah,
like,
go do it.
It'll be hilarious. You've been training, like, and the guys are coming around. We're like, some guy get into the ring. So what they do is, like, if you want to go in, they like say, yes, I'll fight. And they bring you into the ring and they raise your hand. So everybody that's crowned around it looks and sees, I'd fight that cunt.
Oh, so it's like,
do you know
who
I mean?
Wants to fight him?
It's like,
this
who wants to
real
fight?
Life Mortal Kombat? This
it is.
Mental.
It's here. It's wild because people are so blocked. They're absolutely blocked. And they go, and we're like, go do it, go do it. So he went into the ring. And they literally just cut him out. Gloves, shin pads, and they had a full-on Muay Thai fight. Like a full-on 3 2-minute
Ref.
Rounds. Referee, aye. Mate, it's wild. People would be getting sparked out, and they are blocked.
Do you think there's people that go to that fully sober, let on, they've had a few drinks?
Apparently there is people that do
so
that.
So how did your mate
what
do?
You get
he won. He won. Because he's been training, like, but he actually had a hard fight, too. It was wild.
He'd taken mushrooms.
He was on mushrooms at the time. I'll not say which mate it was. It was wild.
What do you get if you win?
You get free alcohol. That's what it is. You get a bucket. They call it a bucket in Thailand. It's like a quarter bottle of fucking
isn't
vodka or something. Phuket is another island. But you get free alcohol, so people are just like,
holy
all these tourists,
shit.
Like just like, ah, fuck it, I'll go fight somebody.
Can some of them be brutal?
Mate, wild. Some people get hurt, like. Like, it's Thailand, anything goes, like, but I'd just be watching it from, understand, like, how alcohol fucking dehydrates you and people are going and getting sparked out. Like,
could any amount of money make you, like,
go
sure,
in?
Yeah.
There was this guy kept coming to my table, and my other mate who was there, who's a fighter, we were in Thailand to train, and there was this guy kept coming around the tables, and it wasn't, like, one of the Thai guys working there. He wanted to actually fight somebody. He was like, will you please, like, one of you just want to fight me? He was like, would you fight me? You're about the same height. No. To me, like, he was like, please, please come on and fight me. I was like, I can't, bro. Not tonight. No. Yeah. Like, it was wild. Like,
it's fucking mental.
It's mental. Oh. Like,
I would wait. I'd be there until closing time just waiting for the right guy. I'm waiting for like a 5'1" short guy, ideally pensioner. But still, like, they'd still beat the shit out of
him. Is the Kieran Barnett equivalent of this? Me sitting there at a karaoke contest going, I can't sing tonight, guys. Sorry. I'll use your block. Wouldn't be right. Wouldn't be right.
It's you showing up, but you know the karaoke.
Wouldn't be right. And then I'm like, fire up Whitney Houston. Here we go. Point of the night.
You know the karaoke room in Zane? It's you dandering in. All right, guys. Didn't expect it. I'm just out for a walk. Like, you're in the karaoke room in Zane. You been there?
No.
The karaoke room in Zane?
No.
You know Zane restaurant?
I know of it.
It's
I haven't been.
Room.
Yeah. Is it good?
You can have your dinner in there? Huh?
Is it good in there?
It's karaoke room at
Zane. No, not the karaoke. Is the restaurant this?
Yes.
I haven't been.
Okay. You want to go?
You going to take me?
Yeah, I'll take you to Zane if you want. Paul, you want to go Zane?
I'll go. I'll go. Bit of karaoke.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you win if you win the karaoke?
Like chicken wings or some shit?
No.
No, is there a bucket? See, there's they don't no want to have a bucket
this
in there,
this
is
it? A private room.
What?
This is a private room.
You have to book it out, like.
Yeah.
But what do you okay. win if you win?
You don't win, and you just get
no,
the...
No, but yeah, listen.
By the way, is this definitely almond milk?
Yes. Okay. 100%. I literally asked for almond milk, and I double-checked when I got there, and went... Is this almond milk? And right. I said yes.
I was waiting
for you
to say...
Do you know, I fummed these in. I fummed them in.
That's next level. I was waiting for you to say you poured it yourself. You went, I literally asked for it.
Nah. If I was, nah. No. What was I going to say? What about the... What were we on about there? Zen?
Yeah.
You can't do karaoke if you're not going to win. You can't just do karaoke just for the crack isn't karaoke.
Okay.
Karaoke to win something.
Who votes?
Whoever's there.
What's your karaoke song?
I can sing any song, Shane.
You actually can.
No, I think what's a good karaoke song? I did in what do you call it one night? Like this is again, Shane, it's no longer there, the Globe.
Yeah, oh they yeah, used, yeah.
Back
yes,
in the day they would have had a good karaoke night, I think on Mondays maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Wee Monday in there maybe. And I got up and I think I did Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Okay. I could see
and
you.
I rocked that.
Do you know what I'd love to see?
Do you know what I even did? Do you know the bit? Do you know the bit?
Yeah.
I did the bit. You know the.
You got it.
I like it!
Yeah.
I even did that.
I could see you doing. Do you know what I'd love to see you do? Tayo Cruz Dynamite.
I don't know if I know that.
Paul, what's your karaoke song? What? I'm wearing all my favorite brands.
It's just Adidas.
Paul, what's your karaoke song?
Good question, real good question. I know, but it's Celine Dion, maybe. I have a fantastic voice, like
I love that. I love anything, it. Just
straight,
specifically Celine Dion
at the top. Hardest songs,
and
then
a better range. Better
yeah,
range.
I like it's all coming back to me now by Celine Dion.
Okay.
We were talking before you arrived about Paul maybe making the move into UFC. Kind of feels like it's on the cards. Did you see this man sing at the comedian's boxing? You haven't seen this footage yet?
No.
He sang Eye of the Tiger.
It was great.
Like, if you for, like a walkout? Did you like have
he just
a bunch
started
of rappers
the
all
it.
Behind you?
He just started the evening with it.
Yeah.
Everybody's walkout song was the same.
No.
And you
no,
sang
no,
every
I,
time.
It was, no, it was like, at the
same
time. He, metal,
he piggybacked
up.
Everyone
that'd
in
be
the 10th time. I'm just raging. Like, you know, I was good. I was a laugh.
But what I'm saying is, if you watched that and you really enjoyed it, this is the guy to.
Like, walkout?
This is the guy for the walkout.
I also look like Dana White with a bee sting, so...
I think we had an idea for a live walkout the last time. Or maybe, was it Daniel O'Donnell?
Yes,
last
Daniel
time you
O'Donnell.
Were singing, was it Daniel O'Donnell for the live walkout?
Yeah, because that would...
I don't know how we came to that, but...
How much would that fuck your opponent's head? Daniel and a nice jumper?
It'd be... Oh.
Get Hugo
like, we Willie one, no?
Oh, yeah. Hugo?
Get Hugo and give him to sing something rare. You know, like when I am out rare, just getting
Dynamite by Tayo Cruz.
Yeah, just we're all the favorite brands. You know what I mean?
Paul, being from Derry, being in the fight game and that kind of thing, you've been offering any cool freebies recently or anything? Anyone from around home? Like,
freebies?
You ever had anyone be like, "Listen, lad, see this big Cage Warriors fight coming up? I'm gonna give you a load of spuds for it or something."
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Free shit is. So good.
Do you know what I would? This is my dream, as like peak, and I think I've seen you wearing a hat at Cafe O.
Yeah.
You're a big fan.
Yeah.
This is your peak.
I'm the biggest fan
of Cafe O.
I oh, want the hat. No, I man. Want. I,
hold
on, hold
this.
On.
I love.
I
it.
Hate this hair. I love
Cafe O. Did you? Yeah. I put up a story the other day saying that I would fair dig anybody that disagrees with me, and I actually did. I actually did. You can pull that up in the episode.
No, I'm saying I agree. I'm just me. So two peas in a pod. He has a fascination.
Right, so my place. Goal is, you know the way Nando's have like a black card?
Yes.
I want that for Cafe O.
Yes.
Right. Is that not, right,
that
like,
would be
that's
the
what
best.
I need. Like,
I
this is
one.
Like, me and Kieran recently found out that we were like 9 or 10, we had the same Man United VHS video, which was a season
United
recap.
Fan as well?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
And there was a player profiled in it for like 2 or 3 minutes called Daniel Johnson.
David Johnson.
Sorry.
Did you even have that tape?
Okay, yes. Now, he's a wee bit niche. He ended up playing like
Ipswich.
Championship level for Ipswich and a few other clubs.
Mm-hmm.
But we weirdly, and he played for Jamaica, and we weirdly found out
David
that we
Johnson.
Both like really like this guy and like
followed
really
his
wanted,
career.
We wanted him to break through. And we're the only two people in the world who probably after on the back of that would be like, oh, David Johnson, like we love him. Now, that's so niche to find that out.
It's someplace
to find out that you guys... love Cafe O.
Yes,
like I like it. I think it's brilliant. Love their coffee, but he loves it.
No, no, no.
We bought him a beanie hat, and he cried.
I did.
No.
That's a hell of a gift. Like,
he cried.
That's a hell of a gift.
Me and Dave Ellie were doing Crescent Art Center with him, and we went down to get some coffees. And Kieran's like, "I'll stay, lads." And we went down, and when we were there, we went. Wouldn't it just be like weird banter to just buy him a branded Cafe O beanie hat? And then he would feel he genuinely got choked up. He's like, "Oh, no one's ever done anything like this for me."
I actually do get it.
That's bad though. It's a great place.
Like, I think if they knew of your love, well, they, here's the thing:
they know of mine.
They know of his love, but they know
I love it.
See, I just be putting up stories like hoping that they just magically make a black card for me.
Have you
UFC champion or some shit?
No,
really.
I think the most.
Have you plugged? Like, have you?
Oh, I've plugged. I think the only I've plugged so much, mate. I'm like fucking Mario. Like, I'm just plugging. Neither of you's the Mario
who the
games.
Fuck's Mario?
Mario from he's a plumber. Fuck it, who is right?
Come
I'm
on.
Like, I've plugged.
Come on.
What do you mean, Mario? Mario? What is his surname? Mario? Like,
yeah. Yes.
Mario Squares.
Mario Brothers. So Mario angry. And Luigi. Mario. That's their name.
What
is it? Is it Dan?
Mario's surname is Mario.
Yes, somebody back me up in this room.
Why are you getting my bollocks? So cross?
Because how does no one else in here know?
That's a terrible shout. That's a terrible.
Isn't he? Thank you. That's his fucking. But this is like a brand.
What?
It's the biggest video game of all time.
Brands,
isn't it? Is there a bigger game than that?
Nah.
No, I will not calm down.
There is bigger games than that.
What?
Call of Duty, bro?
I don't know if Call of Duty's bigger than Mario.
Fortnite. All them.
You think they're bigger than Mario?
Mario's legendary. Like,
nowadays, yeah.
Mario and Mario Kart, though. Mario, like.
Mario Kart.
Don't even start me. Oh, my God.
So he's
anyway.
A Super Mario Mario.
Does he not just drive, run about and all, catching rings?
He doesn't catch
down pipes and all.
He jumps down. He
catches.
He jumps into the other dirty pipe. Like, you know, you wait until the princess is caught by a crocodile, right?
We don't understand this.
That's the bit I'm doing. Oh, I'm crocodile. Doing such banter.
Is it not a dinosaur? Is he not a dinosaur?
King Koopa, is he not like a big crocodile guy?
But why is he called Mario?
Fucking
Mario?
Bowser's like a fucking.
What? Why is he called Mario? Mario.
That's his name.
That's like Gary Neville's dad, Neville.
Exactly. So calm.
Power move.
Yeah, it can happen, but Mario's not real. They made the decision.
Bob Hoskins made him look pretty real in the movie. Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo playing Luigi.
Yeah.
Why do you not know this?
Was there a real life
what?
Mario movie?
Yeah.
Like 4D?
3D. 4D. 4D would also take into account time as a dimension, but anyway, it was. like a live action. That's what we're looking for. Live action Mario movie.
Right.
Mario Brothers.
Yeah, no.
Why do I feel like I'm in a dream? That no one, like, you just missed this whole.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even a big fan of it. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Well,
to die,
no,
clearly.
Not, no, it exists. And when I was saying, right, you wait until the princess is caught by Carla, I'm doing, like, you know, right, you wait until a bird's giving you wait until a bird's giving you a foot wank, right? And then, you know, one of them, you know what I mean? And you switch your fridge off, right? Yeah. You know what I mean?
You call, like, up your bra and Luigi fucks
you. He comes in. Hello, is that Luigi Mario or Mario Mario? It's fucking mental. He doesn't catch rings though. Sonic catches rings.
All right.
Aladdin you catches win. Apples.
Okay.
Did you ever see in the Aladdin game and you fuck apples?
No. I'll stop you. Do you ever see in the Aladdin game? I don't see in the Aladdin
game.
Right,
well, you can fuck apples at people and see if they have a sword. They can chop the apple in half.
Right.
And they can throw apples at you and you can chop them in half. It's just fun.
Any other crack?
Fuck. Anything else?
Let me ask you this.
1993?
See, being in Thailand, this guy said he would never go to Thailand in his life because of tubing.
What do you mean? What's tubing?
It's when you go round rivers on the inner tube of a tire.
Of a tire?
Yeah. Like they get like a tractor tire.
Never seen that. Like,
it's a big thing. It's a huge thing. You can.
And that's why you don't want
to
go.
No, because then the people that wanted me to go tubing, and
he thinks it's unethical.
I was like, there's no chance. I'll just die. I'll just drown in the river.
He fears Thailand. You'd be.
I fear anywhere.
I'd be all right, though.
I fear anywhere. Where, right? I'll just say it. Where the indigenous population. Are small and skinny because they won't build anything for fat people. and they'll be sitting there. I'll go to sit on one of their benches, break it, and they'll go, how did that happen?
You pay.
I very nearly made a noise there, by the way. They'll go, how did that happen? And I'll go, because you didn't fucking build it for me.
So you can go to Florida. That's it.
Mate, America's grand. Parts of Germany, right? I went.
What are the fat parts of Germany?
I got, what?
What are the fat parts of Germany?
Round the mountains and all. They're like, they have like the eat sausages and all. No, I went. I want a trip. This is true. I want a trip to China, right?
Sorry, I'm just picturing you at the foot of some barbarian mountains, just eating a load of Denny's.
Did you say barbaric?
Barbarian.
Bavaria. Bavaria. Barbaria. Barbaria sounds like an Irish guy who started a pub in Germany. It's a bar, but it's in Bavaria. I thought you said barbarian mountains.
Oh. Imagine I had, Kieran. You fucking intellectual cunt.
I want a 3-week trip to China before this is true, right?
To China?
I really did. Oh, really? Right?
You been to China, Paul?
No, I've never been.
This was part, neither have I. I won the trip. It was
in
part,
karaoke.
It was a uni thing. I basically applied for it, right? And I got picked, right, to go on this thing. And it was. And then it started to get a bit weird. But they were telling me things like this. They were going, here, I swear I'm not making this up. It does sound like I'm making it up. At a meeting I went to about this, they literally said, listen, you're a big guy. And they said it to a ginger guy as well. He wasn't big, he was ginger. They said to us, you're big, you're ginger. You're going to get stared at and people are going to try and take photos of you over there. And it had nothing to do with comedy, Shane, but it was like literally like, it was so weird. And that was before I even got there. And then they started asking us to do things I thought sounded a bit weird. And I went, here, I don't want your trip.
Like what? Sorry.
Like, they wanted us to like take photos and like,
That's wild.
No.
It felt a wee bit
like we were being sent away to make reports on what was happening in this uni, and I thought it sounded a wee bit like you're spying. And I
you and the ginger
it.
Get the perfect spies for it.
Tell you where you don't want to get caught spying as a fat guy, China.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because, mate, do you know how long it would take them to starve me to death? Like, I'm not caught out for that shit. Like, you know what I mean?
So you never went?
I never went.
Paul, did you love Thailand?
I love Thailand.
What were you doing out there? Just chilling out?
Just training.
Having mushrooms?
Training and getting high on mushrooms, aye.
Right?
Yeah.
What's the crack with mushrooms then? Because I was talking to a guy about this recently.
The crack with mushrooms then?
Well, I've never done any drugs, right? Like, ever, right? So, apart from alcohol, and even then, right?
Don't do nerd to call alcohol a drug. I know, but
whoa.
I have done nicotine, right? Be careful, right? No. I've never done it, but I was talking to a guy recently, a Canadian guy that I'm working with, who's this sort of older guy. He's a very small wee guy, and he's just sort of like a bit kooky. And out of nowhere, in the middle of a meeting on Zoom one day, he just goes to me and this other guy from here. He's like, yeah, guys, I won't be able to meet on Monday through Wednesday of next week. There's a new mushroom shop near my house, and I want to go support it. I want to support it. And I'm going, okay. That's mental. He's never mentioned he does drugs or anything, and now he's just straight in at mushrooms. And he couldn't take a meeting over it, and he was taking days off to go do mushrooms on like the Sunday and be off for a few days after. And I asked him about it there, like, this was a few weeks back, and last week I was like, here, mate. How was the mushrooms?
You said a mushroom shop. Like, was he getting high on mushrooms, or did his mate is like a wee, like, ultimate hipster and he has like a fucking actual mushroom shop?
No, this was a legit shop. He said like in Canada mushrooms are sort of like not illegal but not legal either.
I like decriminalized.
And he was like, so it's like you can have them for medicinal purposes, you can have them for research. He's like, I don't know if the shop is legal, but I figured, I heard it was open, so I thought I'd go down. He went there and he ended up buying like edible, like a, what do you call it, like a bar of chocolate that had shrooms in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said there was like 15 squares of chocolate. And the guy said to him, take two. And he took three. I'm still sort of going, it's all right. And then he banged another two. And then he was like, oh, this is real.
The classic.
This is real. Yeah. So my question is, do you actually see shit that isn't there?
I've never taken mushrooms either, Paul.
Or is it more of a... You know, when you're blocked, everything you're seeing is there.
It's more so that.
Sort of,
It's more so that, right. Like the walls and stuff can like move a little bit, but it's not too crazy. Like,
right, okay. Yeah. Like it's not actually like...
Nah, you don't... What?
Could you take mushrooms and train?
Nah. I don't want to be chilling out, like. Do you know what I mean? Just a wee small... Just chill out in nature, like.
Right.
Yeah. That's what most people do. Like
in the Barbarian nature. Mountains?
Yeah, in the Barbarian Mountains, you know?
Have you heard of this one? I've only heard of this. I'll never do this unless I'm doing it with like Sting or something.
Coke.
Ayahuasca.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've heard of it.
That sounds fucking horrendous. Mental.
So what is that? It's like a cleansing... It's like a ceremony, isn't it? Like a spiritual...
People do this whole fucking thing with it, aren't
you? Basically... It sounds like you just boke for a couple of days.
It sounds
a horrible thing.
I listened to Sting talk... Of course I did. Talking about this. Like, at the start of... He starts a book that he wrote off with this, and
you're the only guy that read it.
I haven't even... I'm waiting until my next Audible token drops, Shane. So I get it for free. Anyway, it was there better be an audiobook of it, and it better be read by Sting. I haven't looked it up yet, but anyway, Sting was doing a reading, and I was watching it online, right? And as I know, right? And it's true. And he said something similar to somebody that I had heard before who had done one of these, where he said people just started, like, you know, like he said there was a couple of people there who were their guides who had done it, like loads.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just sitting there like, this is great, this is fine. And they've taken as well. They're all like, this is fine. And then the next thing, it's like, other people are getting up and running out to the bog and running over to the fucking windows to fucking poke out the windows and all. And he said, and he's just sitting there trying not to poke and going, please don't let me shit myself in front of all these people. and then he said he basically gets to like a point where it just goes, right, you're in it now. And yep. It's like, he says like everything, and he was talking all about music and all, and it was class, right? Mm. But I was thinking about this. People talk about, like, you're on another plane and you can talk with these spirits, and it really is, like, you're seeing shit, right? But that's all behind your eyelids. So, like, you know, because the reality of the situation is, you know, you're sitting, I don't know, in an industrial park somewhere covering your own shit. Like, I don't know. I don't know that that's a good time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the idea of it is, like, to realise that your brain can actually... go into these different places other than what we just see as everyday life.
Yeah.
You can sort of touch onto these, like people say energy fields, it sounds like woo-woo, but like there's something about it is like you really, really can feel other people's energy.
Aye.
Like it's really mad. Like people talk about good vibes, negative vibes. You can like feel it like so deeply that whenever you're in normal life again, you're like, you can see it more.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
like,
okay.
You can pick up on someone's vibe a bit more, and you're like, and you like feel it, and you're like, oh.
Fuck. Changes people's lives. Like, I'm sure there's some people who go, why the fuck did I do this? But there are people who I know that have done it for like healing reasons. Like,
absolutely.
Like
emotional. Well, it should be, that's what it kind of is for. It should be a medicine, really. Like,
yeah.
So it should, but there's actually like an awful lot of studies and all that's happening in a minute where it's curing depression and PTSD.
Yeah.
Like, massively. Like, it's fucking, it's really interesting.
I just go and scream at gravestones when I want to do that, you know?
Mickey Barlow went down to like Monaghan to like a poisonous frog for psoriasis.
I fucking heard that. I talked to him about that. That was fucking mad, yeah.
But I don't think it was for
what do you mean
reason?
A poisonous frog?
It literally was like a thing.
Like a toad, like he licked a toad for psoriasis.
A toad? Maybe, like didn't he? Yeah, no, he did. He said about that. It was like they do like a, like the, it was like a pinprick thing, wasn't it?
Yep.
The prick you all that's over right. With this poison, because the poison is meant to poison your psoriasis. How do you like?
Combo is that the name of it?
No, maybe.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I would like to try mushrooms, but it would have to be a very controlled environment.
Yeah.
I don't think it's for me. I'm a wee fruity cat. I don't like stuff like that.
I'd love you to just get like sit. We'll lock all the doors here
for Patreon.
We'll put some like carpets up on the wall, and we'll just bring you a big load of gear, and you don't even know what it all is, and you just do it all heroin.
I think
coke.
I would far rather do like uppers than anything weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like so. I'd rather do like some hardcore, like meth or
get you on the Charlie.
But I'll tell you what.
I love
what,
the way you just went straight to meth.
I'll tell you
I'm not
what.
Taking
I would
drugs.
Want
find it, me some of that meth.
I would want it to be. Here's the thing though. I was researching drugs here for a book I was doing years ago.
Yeah, all right, officer.
And, you're a wee dick. And I was reading like freedom of information requests from the police here and stuff about purity of drugs seized here. And the purity was a fucking disgrace. There was stuff being sold.
You
want to
change this?
Well, I was going like, you know when you watch like Narcos or something, or you watch like, you know, The Departed,
yeah.
The scene in The Departed when Jack Nicholson just fucking lifts like a handful of fucking, it's probably talc, but like he lifts a handful of fucking, imagine it was talc, he lifts a handful of fucking coke and fucks at somebody's hole and he's like, don't get up and tell your number or something. See the cocaine he has there? That's probably mental. It's probably really high end. See if he bought that in like pole glass or something, it's going to be 6%. That means that 94% of it isn't cocaine.
Are you on a mission to improve the purity?
Imagine you went. Look at it from my perspective. What's my drug? Chips, right? Imagine I went to go and get a chip out of Raffles, and it was only 6% chips.
Yeah.
And the rest of it's all like we just bits of like, shite.
Yeah.
You'd be fucking raging.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You want a high. I'm not saying Raffles have ever done that. Raffles is a high quality chip. I'm just saying like that's the. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yes. So it's fucking mental. Like you can't. 6%.
You said you know what I mean. We both said yes, but I don't know if we do.
You must know what I mean.
Yeah, but you can't have 6% chips.
Imagine like, you went to buy that Nike top and only 6% of it was a Nike top.
And the rest was
the rest
Patrick?
No, not even. The rest of it, it's anything.
Deodora.
The rest of it.
Le Coq Sportif?
No, it's not even a clothing brand. The rest of it's paper.
Head, remember that? Head.
The rest of it is me telling a story about Mario over and over again. Like, it's not even, it's anything else that. Except the jumper.
Yeah.
Because when it's 6% cocaine, it's anything in there. It can be rat poison, can be fucking talc, it can be fucking all like
sherbet.
Yeah, it can be any white powder. Do you know what I mean? Fucking washing up powder, no? Like washing powder, sorry, not washing up. That would be weird. Washing powder. Do you know what I mean?
Why see, if you hadn't corrected yourself on that, you'd have been raging in bed tonight.
I would have. Like, do you know what I mean? I think that's crazy. Whereas I would want to go in, if you're going to do it, you might as well go in with that Walter White, you know, 98% fucking... You know, tight. You know, you want that, like.
Yeah. Paul,
that's my Tuco impression from Breaking Bad.
Paul, what was something mental that you saw in Thailand?
Honestly, I almost seen a girl get killed. And I don't want to put it down or not, but I'd seen a girl almost get ran over by a jet ski. Just this dude, we were in the water, like just on the beach. Mate, here, dude, it's a wild place. Fine.
you'd be sweet.
But fucking, we were just in the beach in the water. One of my mates got out, and there was this Thai dude was putting two girls on a jet ski, like just in like big waves. I don't know how they would have got out. And he just fired these girls in a jet ski, and they just went on. They just fell back and just went run. Like out there, boom, over a bunch of waves. Just fucking missed this girl by about. They were coming our direction. Like my mate was shouting swimming at us to get out of the way. And they came this close, this girl just like jumped out of the way. Like, I mean, full pelt. They had like fell back and hit, no, you're like a motorbike or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Fall back. And mate, it was wild to see. Like, she would be dead. Like, and we had to go over and like console her and all. It was fucking, it was wild.
That's how Kirstie McCall died.
What? It is.
I've never heard that one before.
I was thinking.
You know Fairy Tale in New York?
I've never heard that story.
The girl who sings on that? Yeah. No, that's it. That's
she
a story.
Hit,
jet ski.
She got hit by a bone, I think, wow. Yeah.
Head lobbed off. I know. I just mean that as well.
You scumbag.
No,
you
married.
You blagger.
That was quick.
You blagger.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
A near-death experience.
It was wild. Like, but it's a fucking lawless place. Like, do you know what I mean? It's a beautiful place that everyone should go and visit.
I think parts of America are a wee bit fucking lawless as well. It's a wee bit Wild Westy out there. Like.
Mm.
I don't mean I was a Wild Westie out there. I mean it's Wild West-ish. It is. Right. I don't think it's the same as Thailand, obviously, but there's parts of it are fucking nuts.
See, before we wrap up, tell Paul, please, because it's my favourite story about you ever, about when you were in America and the policeman and phoning the station.
Right. Okay, so Chloe and I, where were we going? We were driving up. We'd landed in New York and we'd driven to Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. And then we did Route 66, which sort of comes out like that, out to California. We stayed in California for a while. And then the plan was to drive up north and then drive back over the flyover states to New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drop a car off and go home, right? Great times. We were away for a couple of months. Best time of my life. Anyway, so where we're in.
Sorry, hold on. We said, hold on, hold on. Just wading through this background here.
You need context. You can't just go, I was. What? Because you can't just go, I was in wine country in California, because you sound like a fucking knob.
Right.
Where we're in wine country. It was fucking lovely, right? And we were basically what we were doing, it was a very like ad hoc kind of a trip where we were just kind of going, right, where's the nearest fucking Holiday Inn that's 350 miles or more away? We're trying to cover certain distance every day. And we found this place called San Luis Obispo, right, which is up in fucking, right, up Northern California, fucking gorgeous, right? And there's a Holiday Inn. And when we get there, the lady at the desk goes, oh, you know, oh, hi, right? And went on with the whole thing. And she was like, here, I was like, how much is it to stay here? And she was like, three times more than it has been anywhere else, basically, right? Like fucking over $300 or whatever. And I went, when the fuck? I went, how's that work out? I was like, I've become on this trip alone, I've become an IHG fucking gold member. Like, you will give me, you know, oh, that's a keeper. I was like, you will give me, you will give me fucking free shit, right? And she was like, oh, I'm really sorry. Like, this is the price. And then she goes, it's parents' weekend. And I went, what do you mean? And she goes, the local college, all the parents come in, visit their kids. It's sort of, you know, like a thing we do. And I was like, and you jack the fucking the hotel prices at that weekend? She went, well. And we were like, well, fuck this. So I turned around to Chloe and I was like, here.
Can I say, it's not her fault, mate.
It's not her fault. It's not her fault, right?
But telling her.
I'm a gold member. I'll say what I want this stuff, right? I went, okay. So I was like, fuck this, we're away. And I said to Chloe, where else can we go then? And when we went to look it up, we had no Wi-Fi, and like we had no data. It was all this, right? And we're like, let's go to a Starbucks and regroup, right? We'll get the free Wi-Fi. We'll get a cinnamon fucking latte. We'll regroup. And
just regroup.
So then we'll go on to the sat nav, type in the fucking, the nearest Starbucks, and it takes us to the fucking college, right? So we're driving through, and I swear it was literally like American Pie. It's all frat houses and all with the fucking Greek letters on the roofs and all this.
We finally get an apple tart.
What? I fully bucked an apple tart. Oh, yeah. And
fuck me.
And so we're driving on through, and we get to where I'm going. We're now actually in this fucking university, and there's like two university cops. They just look like cops though. And they have guns and all. It's fucking crazy. And they're directing this line of traffic in the big car park, obviously for some shit to do with Parents Day. Mm-hmm. And I go, no, we don't want to go in there. We're gonna leave. We're leaving, right? And the guy's like,
head gone.
And Chloe's driving. No, sorry, I'm driving. Chloe's in the passenger seat, and I'm going. Right, so I end up sort of following the traffic into the car park. I do a quick U-ey, and I'm coming back up this hill towards this same cunt, and he's like glaring at me, and I'm trying to say to him out the window, mate, you know, I'm not here for your fucking Parents Day, mate, right? I'm not here for this. And he's going, go back down. I'm like, no. And I start edging up towards the top of the thing, and he goes, stop. And I go to stop, but I'm basically on. It's an automatic car, so it's sort of the equivalent of being on the clutch, where I'm sort of edging a wee bit. Mm-hmm. But basically all it is I'm just trying to take my foot off the accelerator, and we're still just edging a wee bit. And he goes, stop, right? And then he puts his hand on his gun, and he goes, stop, like that, right? And Chloe, out of nowhere, devil voice, just goes, I am, right? And I'm like, oh, mate. And he hated that, by the way. He fucking fully hated that.
Yeah.
And then I see him going over to his wee mate, and they have a wee chat, and I can sort of vaguely hear him going, I'm going to cite this guy. And I'm going, I don't want to get cited. That sounds like they're going to like put cameras up me or something, right?
Yeah. I had that.
And I'm going, and I hear, do you know what?
No, go on, please.
I don't want it, right? And I'm going, I don't want this. And what I'm thinking is, this is a rental car, and I don't want this to be something where we get a fucking ticket, and then I get shafted, right? And, as we go to drive away, the guy steps out behind me, and I think he's taking his gun out, but actually it's his camera phone, and he photographs the number plate of the car, and I'm like, you fucking knob. And then I started freaking out, going, I definitely don't want to get told in 2 weeks I owe them a grand or something, you know, because America, their fines are mental for stupid things, right? I could fucking pull over for not driving through a red light. True story, right? Anyway. And we eventually get this other Starbucks a couple of miles away, and my blood's boiling, and I'm a scaredy cat, and I'm going, I need to ring up and find out if I can't stick at me, right? So I phone the cops on myself, right? phone the police, and I explain this whole story, and the woman, God love her, on the other end of the line goes, so what did you do? Took a photo of your car? And I went, yeah, and she goes, and you phoned us? And I went, yeah, and she just goes, she's like, don't be silly. He would have to stop you and actually give you a ticket to cite you. And I went, right. And she goes, I mean, the university cops, don't worry about them. They don't really have much authority. And I was like, right. I mean, they have weapons, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And any guy with a Glock has a certain amount of authority. Yeah.
And, but if you had pulled that up to you, you could have just,
just broke his gun.
Flamenco my way out of another problem, like, yeah. Oh, so bad. From the cops to myself, and she fucking laughed at me. And Chloe was just, she's still scunnered about it. It comes up in conversation more often than we think, you know what I mean? She's like, oh, why don't you phone the police on yourself, like, so.
Guys, we've got to leave it there. A lot of fun. Paul, you're in camp. Don't know about your next fight. I hope it is in UFC, mate.
Brother, thank you. Hopefully,
you're waiting on the next one? Is that the
card? Yeah, I have no confirmation of anything yet. Yeah, some talks, like, but nothing absolutely confirmed.
Do you know where,
like,
it could be? Would it be in America? Or
don't know exactly. Oh, Jesus. Don't know exactly.
That's exciting, though.
It is. Mad. So, just keeping the head down.
And can I ask? I know you probably already did this, but I'm sort of down to know, when you're having those talks, like, how far up the UFC chain do those talks go? Like?
So we talked to the matchmaker Sean Shelby, right, who's like Dana White's right hand man. Like, yeah,
that's exciting, mate.
Yeah, it is. It's good shit. Yeah. Like.
Good you job. Do have the knuckles for it, to be fair.
Yeah, I've got big
eyes. I noticed that. Do you know what I have? I have two knuckles per hand.
Yeah,
fuck. Kieran, you don't. You have trotters.
I know. two knuckles per pig foot, right?
I'd run the trotter.
Can I tell a story? Can I tell a story of that burn real quick?
Yeah, sorry, because I've picked my son up, like, soon.
Really? I'll be really quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I tell that story about this burn, how I got it, and what was said? Right, so... I'm in the house.
Got permission.
I'm in the house on, what day is it? Today's Monday. Saturday night, I'm in the house, right? Chloe's not feeling too well. She's in bed. I'm a wee hungry boy rooting around, right?
Keeping a route.
I mean, keeping a route for the food, right? And I say to Chloe, I'll be 2 seconds, right? And I say to Chloe, do you want anything to eat? She says, no. I go, right, okay. I get myself some food, right? And then after that, Chloe goes, I have a really weird craving. And I went, right. And she goes, it's for Shane Todd. No, she goes.
Oh, I've been there.
She goes, I really want salmon and spinach. And I was like, okay, Popeye, right? So I was like, right. And she goes, I'll come with you. And I went, listen, don't worry about it. You're not feeling well. I'm a good wee boy. I'll get dressed. Because I always eat naked. No, I get dressed and went down to Tesco, bought salmon, bought spinach, a couple of other wee bits, come home.
Other wee bits.
Honeycomb and white chocolate cookies.
Oh, here, go good, to Tesco thing. Ones, go to...
Great fantastic. Thing to have in the house, right? Mm-hmm. I also got some cereal. Anyway, we'll go, it's all good. We get home. And I do a good pan-fried salmon. I get a real nice crispy skin on it. The key to getting a crispy skin.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You season here, first.
Here, I'll be honest.
Kieran,
I want you to tell this story in its entirety, but if I have to leave before the end of it, wrap up the pod.
No,
it's not over. I enjoy this story. I'm just saying, you might have to wrap this up for me, but I know you can
I'll be
do
done
that.
In 30 seconds, right?
No, one minute,
right? And Chloe goes, I'm cooking it. I goes, do you want any other seasoning on this? I've just got, and I'm wilting the spinach already in the pot. Wee bit of water, wee tiny bit of butter, salt and pepper in there, right? And I've salt and pepper to salmon. And Chloe, I goes, do you want any other season? Do you have any chili flakes? No, don't think we have any chili flakes. She goes, do I have any fresh chili? And I went, sweet, so I get out the chopping board and the knife and what did that, right? Straight through it, tiny chili, right? Tiny chili. And as I go to put it into the pan, it literally just goes, right? It just goes in the pan, it just goes, right? Because the pan is fucking very hot. And as I go to move a bit of the salmon to get the chili around the pan, I get this big fucking spit out of the pan. It just goes,
is that a skeet?
On.
Is that what that's called?
What?
Skeet.
I think a skeet is that. But that's...
Well, the pan did that.
A spit. Anyway. A spit, right. There is another word I would use for it, but it has racial connotations now, so I won't use it. But anyway, but that isn't what it's about. But anyway, it's just a, it's an onomatopoeia. But I got that.
I don't
know. I got that, right? And then I serve Chloe her food. I leave it. I go in and play my wee game of Hell Let Loose. Yesterday, I said to her, here, a burn was pretty bad. Like, it's sore, like. And she goes, yeah, I was going to say to you, the palm's probably too hot. And I'm like, is that what you were going to say to me, was it? After I got dressed and went and got your salmon, your spinach, cooked it for you, made it all for you, you were going to then critique my cooking techniques? Don't think so.
But you had the cookies.
And then we had the cookies.
Alright. Paul Hughes, Kieran Bartlett, thank you very much. Thanks for watching. Thanks, listen, links to the London show in the description if they're still available. I had to go pick my son up. Everybody, all the best. Enjoy it. See you later, Paul. Hope you
peace.
See you, Kieran. You make great spinach.